This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Today, the U.S. national soccer team can advance with a win or tie versus Germany in the World Cup. Soccer has long been a popular youth sport in America, but pro leagues have struggled. That's changing, though. Something on display in Sacramento, California. Joe Rubin reports on a new team's unexpected popularity.
The team's name, Sacramento Republic FC. The FC stands for football club. Sacramento's booster club also has a European flavor. They call themselves the Tower Bridge Brigade. They're mostly young people in their 20s, and they stand, sing, and chant all game long. Sacramento Republic plays in the USL. That's a league a notch below Major League Soccer, where U.S. superstar Clint Dempsey plays for the Seattle Sounders. But don't tell Sac Republic fans they're second tier. The team has sold out several games in a 20,000-seat stadium. So why are these mostly young fans so revved up?
You know, if you just look at the numbers, you know, the average person when they graduate high school today, at least in the Sacramento area, has played 7 years of soccer.
Team owner Warren Smith says he actually has been surprised by the extent of the crowds, but he knew all those young soccer players and their parents could support a team.
They're familiar with it. They've played it. They understand it. And so if they play it, you know, that's, you know, one of the first indicators of whether or not they'll buy a ticket.
I think it's just a natural progression of people being interested in soccer.
Sports economist Patrick Rich says the reason professional soccer is growing in the U.S., it's connecting with millennials.
It's been a popular youth sport for a long time. NBC now has this deal with the English Premier League, and so now we can see regularly the top quality soccer league in the world.
Some say Republic FC's early success at the gate and on the field could bump the team up a notch to Major League Soccer. But on this night, they are losing to a team from Phoenix 1-0. Brian Trainer, one of the leaders of the Tower Bridge Brigade, says it's time to get louder.
We're all going to keep singing, and it might happen right here. Yeah. I'm hoping for it. Here we go.
It worked. In soccer-crazed Sacramento, I'm Joe Rubin for Marketplace.